Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tony Cullen from Metro Research. Okay, now today we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is important to the success of this research, and all your answers are confidential. Okay, so when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
For who?
The country. With the direction. How satisfied are you?
I'm all right with the leadership of our country right now.
So be very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Which is the closest to perfectly satisfied?
Very dissatisfied, sir.
I'm not very dissatisfied at all. I'm very satisfied.
So be very satisfied, okay? All right, sir. When thinking about the issues that, you know, are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, okay? Well, 0 means that you're not... it's not all important issue to you, and 10 means it's very important to you. Voting rights, from 0 to 10, how important are they?
100.
Okay, 10. Racism and discrimination, from 0 to 10.
9.
Okay, healthcare.
9.
Criminal justice reform.
5.
Okay. Reproductive freedom.
100.
Democracy.
10,000.
Okay, it would be all the way to 10, right? Okay, inflation, the cost of living, sir.
3.
Student loan debt.
3.
Jobs and wages.
7.
K through 12 education.
7.
Climate change.
10.
Immigration.
9.
Crime and violence.
5.
And abortion rights.
10.
10. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and as you may know, there will be an election for president, a U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know this is still a long way off. Sometimes, you know, something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means 10. That you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay. All right, sir. Just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm a black man.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else, just for qualification purposes for this survey?
Male.
Okay, thank you. And okay, sir, and what is the year of your birth?
1953.
Okay. All right, 53. All right, sir, and what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I have a degree in law.
So be a professional degree, right?
I'm a lawyer, yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, no matter how frequently you vote on elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, but you can choose any number.
10.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate that amount, that, you know, the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
All right, sir, please rate me your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, okay? Where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. Means, you know, that you feel very, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. But if you have no opinion, have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that as well. The first one will be Brian Kemp, from 0 to 10.
5.
Brad Ruffensberger.
5.
Josh Ossoff. John Ossoff.
5.
Raphael Warnock.
5.
Tim Waltz.
5.
Andre Dickens.
5.
And J.D. Vance.
5.
All right. All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided, or do not plan to vote?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Okay, and for whom did you vote on the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, and thinking back, you know, to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten better, gotten much worse, stay about the same, or better, or much better?
Stayed about the same.
No change. Okay, all right, sir. And some people say, you know, that no matter who people vote for, it won't make, you know, a difference to what happens, you know. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what, you know, what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference, in your opinion?
Big difference.
Big difference. All right, sir, below is a list of people, you know, and events that could have prevented the progress that you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person's or event prevented this progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, okay? Well, 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Okay, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one would be Vice President Harris. Do you certainly did not prevent progress, or not sure, or certainly prevented progress from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, COVID-19 recovery.
Which one is the...
Certainly did not prevent progress. That's 0, and then, but you can go all the way to 10. You know, where certainly prevented progress.
5.
Okay. Democrats in the general, Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
4.
4. Okay. Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
6.
6. Your local mayor.
5.
And Black voters.
Black voters?
Yes.
5.
5. All right. Well, thank you, sir. All right, sir. We almost finished with this survey. Okay, I'm only going to read you a couple of statements, and we should be done with this survey. I really appreciate your time. Okay. Below there's a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that will strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means not sure, and 0 means that policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports from over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Would you say it would not motivate you to vote, not sure, or would it strongly motivate you from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. Would not motivate you, not sure, or would strongly motivate you from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, or and other aid. Would that motivate you a lot? Not sure, or would motivate you strongly from 0 to 10?
5.
All right, sir. And, okay, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When the state prosecutors failed federal hate crimes laws were used to convict, the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Would you say that would motivate you? 5. Okay. All right, sir. And the last one said, Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue to path our to the future progress. 5. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And thank you. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some questions, just to make sure. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay, okay? Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in an election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you, from 0 to 10.
10.
10. All right, sir, and how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the community has a lot of power, to make changes on issues that matter to their community, from 0 to 10. Hello?
Ten.
Ten. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, so as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes, you know, something comes up that prevents people from voting. As it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not or likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm thinking back, you know, to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, to stay about the same, better, or much better?
We stay about the same.
The same. Okay, and okay, sir, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only. Do you consider yourself to be heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Hetero.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married 50 years.
Okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. And all right, sir, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democratic.
Okay, and do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Well, I'm a Democrat. I don't know whether I'm strong. Whatever flavor you put on, I'm still going to end up being a Democrat.
Okay, so might as well put you as strong, right? Strong Democrat.
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, how would you describe your employment status, sir? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-home parent, or a student?
Full-time.
All right. And okay. Last year, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$100,000? Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great day, sir.
Thank you for asking.
All right. Bye-bye.